You'll learn more about the new music scene in the Pittsburgh area and about these fine musicians. I'm so happy to welcome them back. Here is Nat 28.
Thank you. Nat 28. I was kind of enchanted listening, and thank you all, first of all, for being here this morning. I'd like to introduce you to every member of the ensemble who you just heard from, and can we start with you? I'll just let you introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm Aaron Schwartz. I'm the violinist. I'm actually out of Columbus. I'm just visiting Pittsburgh, but I met these guys when I was at school at Carnegie Mellon. So that's kind of how I got grouped together with them.
Great. Well, it's nice to meet you. And let's find out who's on your left.
Hi, I'm Allison Eddington. I'm a clarinet player. I'm playing bass clarinet today, which I really enjoy playing those nice low notes as well. I've been in Pittsburgh the past, I think, 4 or 5 years, and really enjoy getting to play new music with a bunch of fellow Pittsburghers.
Now, a bass clarinet sort of looks like a saxophone, but it clearly is not a saxophone. Can you explain some of the differences? Because this clarinet is almost as long as a baritone sax, I think.
It's more similar in size to a tenor saxophone, but it's literally twice as big as a regular clarinet, so it plays an octave lower. So you're able to use all the same fingerings that you do on clarinet, but you get a much lower sound. And it is made out of wood. It looks like it's stained, but it's not. It's a super, super dark, almost black wood.
That's beautiful. Thank you. And next, I'll tiptoe and say hello.
Hi, yes. I'm Zoe Sorrell, and I'm the founder and flutist of Nat 28. And we're really excited to be here today.
We're glad to have you here, too. Did I get the 28 derivation right? The number of bridges and Nat for Pittsburgh, right?
Absolutely. I love when people ask about the name. There's actually a double meaning to NAT. It also stands for New Arts Team. Yeah, our secret meaning.
Is that a retronym or an acronym? And a retronym is when you figure out you can engineer words to fit the name you chose. That's called a retronym. Fess up now. Is that what you did?
We'll never admit.
And can you explain a little bit about the group? And some folks are still new to new music. And also, if you have anything coming up that folks should be aware of.
Yes, so we are a 2-year-old ensemble based here in Pittsburgh. We play a lot of music by local Pittsburgh composers. Part of our mission is to amplify the voices of Pittsburgh artists. So all of our musicians are either based in Pittsburgh or have very, very close personal connections and consider Pittsburgh a second home. And that's very important to us to support the communities here in Pittsburgh. We have a lot of things coming up, actually. Tomorrow, you can catch us at the Three Rivers Arts Festival playing at noon on the main stage. And then next week, we will be finishing up our second season with our concert, A Polyphony of Pride, which will be a performance entirely comprised of pieces by LGBTQ plus composers as a part of Pittsburgh's Pride Week.
That sounds terrific. And where can people get more information? We just put a picture of the group as they're configured here in our theater space on our Facebook page, along with a link to Nat28's Facebook page. But are there other places people can go?
People can follow us on Facebook or on Instagram if they look up Nat28 New Music, NAT28 New Music, or they can find us at www.nat28.org.
Thanks. That's Zoe. And sitting next to Zoe is?
Hi, my name's Katie Russell, and I'm a clarinetist here in Pittsburgh, and I also met everyone here as a student at Carnegie Mellon University, and I'm also a music teacher in the Pittsburgh Public School District.
What school do you teach in?
So that's a funny story.
I was going to say, are you itinerant?
Why, yes, actually I am itinerant. So yes, I teach instrumental music in 5 different schools. Linden in Point Breeze, Manchester, which is actually close to here on the north side, Minideo, which is in Greenfield, Fulton in Highland Park, and Sunnyside in Stanton Heights.
That's a lot of schools. And I'm not making up the term itinerant. I think that, I don't know if Pittsburgh Public Schools uses it.
That's actually my job title. Yeah. So
that's used a lot at the public schools. That's a lot of kids. They're lucky to have you, and thank you for being with us. We get to the guitars now, who we haven't heard from yet, I don't think. Good morning.
Morning. I'm Devin Sherman. I'm a guitarist in town. I do a lot of new music, like with Nat 28. I also play a little bit of funk guitar as well.
Excellent. And you also are taking on a leadership role here, I believe, and sort of taking care of the scheduling and things.
Not quite. I'm the director of marketing. So yeah, I do a lot of the stuff just to get our name out there. And corresponding with radio hosts is one of the things I do as well.
Great. So there's, you come up with the schedule, and Zoe comes up with the schedule. You let everybody know what the schedule is. Hi.
Hi, my name is Ryan Kantner. This is my first show with Nat 28, so I just hope I pass the audition today.
Wow. Well, so far you've done really well. He hasn't played yet. How did you connect with these guys, Ryan?
Allison was telling me that they were playing NC at the Arts Fest, and I was like, if you need someone extra, I would love to jump on that train. And they were nice enough to acquiesce.
Did I hear you correctly? They were playing NC at the Arts Festival?
We're going to tomorrow.
Okay. No, okay, but you meant in the key of C? Is that what I heard you say?
It's mostly in C, yes.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure I understood. It's like, hey, we're playing in C tomorrow. Do you want to join us? That's a low barrier to entry, is what you seem to be saying. Well, where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Pottsville, Pennsylvania. I currently live in Gibsonia.
There was a radio station in Pottsville that had a jingle. I can't remember the station, but the jingle went, "Sounds like Pottsville." And I always thought that was kind of fun. What does Pottsville sound like? You're on the radio.
I don't know, whatever cars and, you know, air, I guess. Not really.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Ryan. And now up I go to say hello to our keyboard player, who we also haven't heard from yet.
Yeah, my name's Brian Gilling. I'm excited to be playing with Nat 28 again. Especially excited to be playing a piece called In C. Not only is this piece in the key of C, but the piece is called In C. It's sort of one of the first big monumental pieces of minimalism. So composers like Philip Glass, Steve Reich, John Adams all sort of work in this genre, and this was one of the first pieces like it. So
now it makes even more sense. Ryan was all excited. He's a big fan of NC. He listens to it constantly, and he's happy that it's going to be played. What was the first selection played?
The first selection played was a piece by Pauline Oliveros called The Well and the Gentle. And it's for all sustaining instruments. It's both of these pieces are for open instrumentation, so you can do them with as many or as few people as you like, or as many or as few as are available. So that first one was for all sustaining instruments, and this next one, in C, is for everybody.
Great. Thank you for filling us in on that. This is my last chance to talk to you this morning. I'm really glad we were able to get a full hour in. If you're just joining us, Nat 28 with a special performance this morning during an hour where lots of folks are either in the car or at home getting a great chance to soak up some great music. Now I get to be excited about NC because Nat 28 is about to do so. And oh, it's so nice. Raising his hand is Aaron from Columbus, right?
I just wanted to say we have one more.
Oh, very. I missed him. I missed him. Thank you, Aaron. I would have felt terrible.
He's literally just playing a block today, but it's a one xylophone bar for this piece because there's a motor rhythm. I'm Nick Honeycutt. I'm one of the three percussionists here with Nat 28. It was sort of last minute that I was able to make it. But either way, my setup is literally just a woodblock stand, which is more or less a foam with a piece of plywood in the middle of it for people at home.
Yeah, you need to understand this. What's your first name again?
My name's Nick.
Nick, short-term memory is getting bad for me. He literally has one, can I pick this up now that I did? He's got one rosewood xylophone key. I think it's rosewood. That's it. That's it. This makes it easier to go places. This is my note. This is all I'm going to May I?
Absolutely.
Ooh. I didn't expect it to be that. That's like a high piano note. So that's what you got. That and an iPhone next to it, or Android, which is probably, do you know, like how many seconds you have to wait between notes?
So generally for NC, I am a motor rhythm, and it's sort of funny because I was doing the math on this, and it's something like an hour performance is around 12,000 notes, which is a whole lot more than typically found in orchestral percussion. But I have the timer out because what I do firstly is actually subdivide based off the seconds, and it also gives us a length awareness for the concert stuff.
Nick, when you take this key, is this actually missing from a set right now from a xylophone?
Yeah, you can restring them. So I pretty much untied a xylophone and pulled all the bars off to find two Cs that were closest in pitch, so they're the most in tune.
Are the other keys upset that they didn't get to come out?
Probably a little bit.
And this key, when it comes back, are they going to be like saying, where have you been?
I don't know if the other keys are going to talk to this key for a long time.
Probably not. I mean, he's going to come back. He's going to have more playing time. All of the balance of the xylophone is suddenly, you know, changed because this one key I
was on the radio.
Yeah, this key was on. Now, you mentioned you had two Cs that you took out. I'm fascinated by this, clearly. Is the other C a backup C in case this C doesn't do its work?
You never know what you're going to run into in the new music world.
Interesting. Let's talk about the foam that it sits on. No, we better not. It's amazing. Well, thank you, Nick, and thank you, Aaron, for making sure I didn't miss Nick. Nat 28 is about to perform for us again. I'll make sure I get a picture of Nick and his key up on our Facebook page. Nick and his key. That's your next act. Here again, Pittsburgh's very fortunate to have Nat 28. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. There you have NC by Nat 28. I think Nick did a remarkable job. Thank you, Nick. I lost count. Nick, can you hear me? Was that song, did you change time signatures at all? Or was it in 6/8? Or
it's just straight eighth notes.
Okay.
So depending on the rhythmic cell that they're playing is going to determine the influence of meter.
Yeah.
So it's really... Sometimes there's cells that are in like 6, sometimes cells are in 9, sometimes cells are like 19 eighth notes. So it just depends on what the ensemble is playing.
Cool.
I will switch hands because of fatigue and boredom.
I could imagine. Does anybody want to comment on how Eric did? Did he pass the audition? Or I'm sorry, Ryan. I said Eric. I meant Ryan. Ryan, do okay? Yeah, he's good. It was great to have you all with us. There, thank you very much. Nat 28,